Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cashman says this hour's code word is trade. T-R-A-D-E. Text it to 72881 for your shot to win $1,000.
$1,000?
Text and message rates may apply, and Cashman says this hour's code word is trade.
Good luck, and don't text and drive.
Y98 Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey, brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Three locations and a fourth coming to the Central West End. Tom was here just yesterday, so thanks to Tom for stopping by. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. It's a good time to follow us. You see the declaration that we're playing 24 Hours of Gloria, and you can also see a clip from Kevin at the roast and the new t-shirt we've got for Courtney & Company's day off at the ballpark.
Gotta be
in
fun.
July. Mm-hmm. Fred Bird doing his best Ferris Bueller. It's great. Follow us on Instagram. Food stuff to get to. First of all, Hidden Valley Ranch just announced a whole bunch of new merchandise. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm showing you on Instagram Live right now.
Do they use the HVR in it, or are they spelling Hidden Valley Ranch out?
It's spelled out on all of these.
Okay, because they're trying to, you know, they're
rebrand.
Yes.
Yeah. They've got swimsuits, boxer shorts, a big raft that's just like a big bottle of ranch.
I think I'm buying the ranch bottle raft for my daughter because she loves ranch.
I think they're going to sell like crazy.
Yeah, right.
Swimsuits that say, I put ranch on my ranch. Check that stuff out at Y98.com. How about this? Okay. Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke. If you guys remember, New Coke was when Coke redid their formula in 1985.
It's called one of the biggest disasters of all time.
Mm-hmm. Very controversial.
No, people just didn't like it.
It was a disaster.
There wasn't a lot of
arguments. Classic Coke off the market, and they just said, this is what you're getting now.
Yeah, real. It was a gigantic flop. They took it off after 2 months. They then rebranded as Coke 2 and whatever. Well, it's coming back, which seems crazy. And even Coca-Cola is like, yeah, we never thought we would do this. This doesn't seem like a good idea. But it's a promotion for the new season of Stranger Things, which obviously takes place
during when the Coke.
Oh, yeah, New Coke.
In the 80s.
Oh, you know, there was nobody madder than Karen Landrum.
Oh, really?
Oh, She's a purist when it comes to classic Coke.
Yeah, did they think they were going to make it better? Did they think people?
Yeah, they did. They're like, we have a new, better formula, and we've improved Coke. And everyone was like, no, bring back the old one.
Almost as big a flop as Crystal Pepsi.
Yep.
Crystal Pepsi was worse because it was clear.
Coke's like, we're going to change some ingredients. Pepsi, but it could have been genius. It could have been an absolute game changer.
Oh, yeah.
But in retrospect, the dumbest thing in the world. The Saturday Night Live skit where they did the
gravy.
Crystal gravy.
Foodstuffs.
So keep an eye out for New Coke coming soon.
Yeah, because what did Stranger Things, what food item did they bring back last season? Where it was big and they like, the company repackaged it and...
I don't remember.
You know when you ask questions and you don't have the answer and no one else does? That's super fun.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just published a list, 7 foods you shouldn't put in the freezer for a variety of different reasons. For example, cooked pasta, you're not supposed to put in the freezer. It gets really soggy when it thaws out, so you're better off just making less and not trying to be smart and freeze it. Coffee, taking it in and out of the freezer creates condensation, which affects the taste. And it's okay if it's unopened, but once you open the coffee, you're supposed to leave it at room temperature, not freeze it.
Oh, I heard that once you grind the coffee beans, you're supposed to put it in the fridge to keep it fresh. Is that what you're talking about, or actually making coffee?
This says once you open it. No, I think when you
open the package.
Once you open it, leave it at room temperature. Milk, freezing and thawing it makes it lumpy.
Well, why would you put it in the freezer?
Who would ever do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just going through my list here. Avocado ruins the texture. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, right.
This is interesting. Meat that was frozen and then thawed. By that point, it's already started to grow bacteria. Freezing it again won't kill it, so it could make you sick.
Oh, well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if it's thaw, if you bought it and it was ready to go and then you froze it, it's fine.
Correct.
Yeah, but I've maybe done that. Like, put it in the fridge, like, I'm going to make this. And then I run out of time and I put it back in the freezer. I'm still here.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Anything carbonated, as I wish our coworkers would learn. Like that you put in the freezer, it's going to explode, folks. And this is interesting. Finally got my answer because you guys remember me telling the story a while ago. Eggs. You're not supposed to freeze eggs.
Yeah, you put eggs in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, the famous Tim Conley
story. I accidentally misplaced them, texted my mom that I accidentally froze my eggs. she thought maybe it involved grandchildren, right. But it didn't. You're not supposed to freeze those kinds of eggs, especially in the shell because the liquid inside expands. They can crack, which will cause bacteria to grow. So you've got to be careful.
So basically, all things we...
Or... You're just boosting your immune system.
Right. It's called nature's immunity, Courtney. Yeah. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Nick's like, how long has this been on the counter? That's fine.
Yeah.
And finally, you can check this out at Y98.com. BuzzFeed put together a list of the snack food that every state is known for, is most popular in that state.
Oh, and Illinois is country crock, right?
That's what I thought. I figured it was going to be.
All right. Listen, at least we don't make broccoli soup for Super Bowl.
You take it easy. I'm sorry. That's not fair, Courtney. A lot of the picks hard to argue with. French fries for Idaho, whoopie pies for Maine, fried cheese curds for Wisconsin, saltwater taffy for New Jersey, chips and salsa for Texas, Jell-O for Utah, Illinois.
Popcorn. Yeah. It's been on the list before because of the Karn.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because Chicago has a couple like really famous popcorn places.
But I think it's because corn is such a crop.
You guys love
for Illinois.
Are we gooey crop. Butter cake?
We are toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
Folks.
I think you.
Oh, won't. Snack food. Okay.
Which I've said it before. I'll say it again. All those things. Every city's got their thing. You know, ours toasted ravioli, gooey butter cake. Good enough to be very popular here. Not so good that it branches out.
Yeah, it's weird. Right, yeah.
It's got that weird thing. You know.
You know what though? Here's the problem with toasted ravs. Like, if you introduce your friends to toasted ravs, you have to introduce them to toasted ravs at a restaurant. You can't bring toasted ravs somewhere and make them. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Louisa totally ones you're talking about?
Louisa are good, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I think they need to be...
I agree.
Where they're
fresh out of the fryer. Right.
Yes.
I think about that, too. If you're going to give somebody their first T-Rav experience, or gooey butter, for that matter, you're right. It has to be authentic, the real deal. Where do you go? Because I've struggled with that before. Like, yeah, you can go anywhere and find a gooey butter cake or find toast raviolis, but if you're introducing them... What's the place that you go?
It'd be
a great question for the text line if we had one.
You're right.
There's a couple places that I love their toasted ravs.
I think Emo's.
Emo's has a
it.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
I don't think I've ever ordered toasted ravs from Emo's.
Really? And they put the Parmesan on them right when they come out. And so then it's melted on there.
They nail it.
And marinara is very important to the toasted rav experience.
It really is.
Crucial.
Alicia's Pizza is another place with really good toasted ravs because they come with a marinara with a little bit of meat sauce in the marinara. It's
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's good stuff.
Now I want toasted ravs for breakfast.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
I think you should do it. That's it for Food Stuffs. More Gloria coming up right here on Y98.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!